This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. So-called mule ladies carry 150 to 200 pound bags of goods to escape taxes on border between Spain and Morocco for a couple of euros per day. There are no taxes if it's hand luggage. Texas is debating joining neighboring states, including Arkansas and Louisiana, in prohibiting gassing to catch rattlesnakes. Anonymous, the cyber crew, crashed servers in Albuquerque in concert with protests over killings by police. A map of baseball fans around the country revealed the power of televised games, with Atlanta Braves dominating the southern states, and odd pockets like Virginia, North Carolina, New Mexico, and Louisiana without local teams favoring the New York Yankees because that's all they see. Arkansas and Southern Illinois joined the St. Louis Cardinals fan base. The Mets, Oakland Athletics, and Toronto Blue Jays lead numerically in no U.S. counties. In the last days of official enrollment for the Affordable Care Act, we saw a huge surge, overwhelming phone call centers and websites. In the last week of enrollment, 8.7 million visits hit the website, 2 million in the last weekend. Call centers got 2.5 million calls in the last week. Midterm election worries are serious for the Democrats. Democrats are losing to Republicans among independents, 38% to 47%. 80% of midterm voters are expected to be white, and Democrats lose there, 38% to 53%. And among millennials, their support has fallen from 58% to 49%. Estimates, incidentally, are that one-third of millennials have side jobs. GM Cobalts are widely seen as lemons. Public information in Florida indicates GM bought back 120 of them in 1 year. UN court orders Japan to stop whaling off Antarctica. The administration is scrambling to meet former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's commitment to a $100 billion climate change fund, since it's unlikely Congress would approve the 20 or 30 billion U.S. share. Former Prime Minister and Jerusalem Mayor Olmert convicted of taking bribes as mayor to grease a big housing development. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.